This is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman. A tsunami has killed more than 280 and left well over 1,000 injured and many missing. It hit the Indonesian islands of Java and Sumatra after a volcanic eruption. Reuters' David Doyle has our report.
The grim task of victim identification is underway. That's after hundreds were killed in a tsunami believed to have been triggered by a volcanic eruption on Saturday. Hundreds of homes and other buildings have been destroyed or heavily damaged, burying people under rubble. Housewife Yuni was at home watching television when the tsunami hit, almost without warning. She heard a rumbling outside and thought it was the wind.
After I opened the door, water came in quickly and dragged me out.
That was at around 9:30 p.m. Half an hour earlier, Anak Krakatau, a volcano located halfway between Java and Sumatra, had erupted.
That is Reuters' David Doyle. An advanced UN truce monitoring team on the ground in the port of Hodeidah in Yemen keep watch on a ceasefire and deal from both sides to withdraw from the city. They agreed on a ceasefire that took effect last week. The UN says about 16 million people lack enough water, fresh water, that is, food, medicine, and the results, all of that, from the civil conflict. A coalition of unions in Sudan say that it plans to paralyze the government with the first of what it says will be indefinite strikes by professionals. Doctors, other hospital workers plan to stay off the job today and only deal with emergencies. Coalition urges all Sudanese to keep up their street protest against the government, triggered last week by shortages of food, fuel, and a sharp jump in the price of bread. This is VOA News. New records by the International Organization for Migration find more than 6,600 Africans have died over the past 5 years, most while crossing the desert, hoping to eventually reach Europe. Lisa Schlein reports now from IOM headquarters in Geneva.
This year alone, hundreds of eyewitness accounts have confirmed nearly 1,400 migrant deaths on the African continent. But researchers say these numbers represent only a tiny fraction of the overall number of deaths of people on the move in Africa. The International Organization for Migration reports most of the recorded deaths have occurred in the Sahara Desert, northern Niger, southern Libya, and northern Sudan. It says the migrants use these routes to reach Libya, the gateway to Europe and a hoped-for better life. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
London's Gatwick Airport has operated without problems the last few hours, but the fugitive drone operators who brought incoming and outgoing flights to a standstill over multiple days remain at large. Authorities say they remain a potential threat as well after police cleared two local residents who were arrested as suspects. Multiple drone sightings above Britain's second-largest airport caused flight delays and cancellations. Gatwick, which handles roughly 43 million passengers per year, had offered a large reward through Crime Stoppers for information leading to the arrest and conviction of the drone operators. Well, the battle lines are drawn in the ongoing negotiations to end the partial U.S. government shutdown. That story now from AP's Mike Hempen.
Acting White House Chief of Staff Mick Mulvaney says he and Vice President Mike Pence have been negotiating with lawmakers from both parties and are waiting to hear back on an offer they made. Mulvaney says President Trump won't agree to any deal without it including billions of dollars for a wall along the U.S.-Mexico border.
We've insisted on five, but the discussions now are between 1.6 and 5.
But Democratic Senator Jeff Merkley says lawmakers from his party won't agree to any funding for a wall.
That's correct. None.
Both Mulvaney and Merkley appeared on ABC's This Week. Senate Democrats contend government could reopen immediately if President Trump drops his demand to extend the wall. Mike Hemp in Washington.
President Trump says Deputy Defense Secretary Patrick Shanahan will become the acting chief on January the 1st, replacing Defense Secretary Jim Mattis, who announced his resignation last week. Mattis's resignation letter, submitted to Mr. Trump in person on Friday, has said that he would leave his post on February the 28th. The Defense Secretary's decision came one day after the president announced that he would withdraw troops from Syria. I'm Steve Norman, VOA News.